Alaska is often mentioned as rich in oil and gas and deposits of gold, but today in Washington, the state's potential for mining of rare earth elements took center stage. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the valuable minerals are used in all sorts of industries, and Congress wants the U.S. to start producing more.
Rare earth elements are highly sought after. Massachusetts Democratic Representative Ed Markey explains.
Rare earths are a group of 17 elements with unique properties that are becoming extremely important for high-tech manufacturing.
But Markey says it's not so easy to rattle them off in a list. We're not talking about gold and silver.
Most of us couldn't name a single rare earth element. But rather than trying to remember names like terbium or europium or dysprosium or neodymium, let's just call them all importium, because that's what we do. That's what we're doing. We're importing them.
2 years ago, China accounted for 97% of rare earth production, and this past year has been ratcheting back its exports for use at home. That's a problem, says Republican Congressman Doc Hastings of Washington State.
From cars to shampoos, computers to telephones, there is likely not a moment in the day that we don't use a product that is made from minerals. Even renewable and alternative energy is dependent on minerals. Wind turbines, for example, are made from zinc. Solar panels require silicon and titanium, and nuclear energy is made from uranium.
Both Republicans like Hastings and Democrats like Markey say the U.S. needs to step up its game and produce what rare earths it can. While many congressional hearings, like one earlier this week about oil drilling off Alaska, get contentious, the one about rare earths smacked of unity, and Markey noted there's agreement that the current U.S. supply is woefully inadequate.
We have to import all of them from China. This is not a wise strategy, and I sense that we're coming around to a bipartisan agreement on that.
Friday's House hearing aired two bills that would direct the U.S. Geological Survey to assess the nation's rare earth element resources. The last time there was a national assessment of minerals, it was more than 15 years ago and focused on things like gold and copper. Alaska's head of the Department of Natural Resources was on hand Friday to lend his support to the bills. Commissioner Dan Sullivan says Alaska can play a weighty role.
Alaska can and should be an important component of a national policy to address our strategic vulnerabilities. Why? Because we have world-class deposits of many of these minerals, and we rank in the top 10 in the world with regard to many of these minerals in terms of our reserves.
Sullivan touted the work being done in Alaska, including efforts toward its own statewide assessment, but he warned that the federal permitting system for getting a mine started needs to move faster. He says it only takes a couple years for a mine to get permitted in Australia, but here it can take a decade or more. That brought some pushback from Marceline Burke, deputy director at the Bureau of Land Management, who says it's not all the Fed's fault that mines take a while.
It is true that from discovery to production, that it takes 7 to 9 or 10 years. But generally, with respect to large mines, from the beginning of our processing of a plan or an application, if you will, to our decision averages about 4 years.
Dan Sullivan suggested that in order to really get things moving, the federal government have one office that shepherds companies through the permitting process. He says Alaska does that through its large project mining group.
We have a single point, an actual state official who coordinates all the permitting. And we think that that system, we have a lot of our own issues in terms of permitting reform that we're working on. But we think that that's one area of our permitting that actually works quite well and has made it more efficient.
Sullivan says despite the cantankerous relationship Alaska often has with the feds, rare earths is an area they can work on together and meet goals across state lines and across party aisles. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.